Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
If you need your funny bone tickled, this Saturday night, as sus as that kind of sounds, at the Batemans Bay Soldiers Club, there is going to be a comedy night. Kicks off around 7:30 p.m. Whole bunch of great acts are going to be there. And here to chat all about it is the MC himself of this great evening, Stu McPherson. Good morning, mate.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Very good. So this is a comedy show from Wollongong, is it?
We've been running a stand-up comedy room, a number of stand-up comedy rooms in Wollongong for about 15, 16 years. We've been on hold with the plague, but we still exist. We've been running a room mainly at the Master Builders Club, but we've had some open mic rooms and we hire out comedians and whatnot as well. So, yeah, we're a long-established comedy business.
Got a couple of stellar acts lined up for the night. You've actually got Daniel Townsend, Al Del Benay. I hope I pronounced that one correctly. Both of them have been at the Just for Laughs Festival and all sorts of things as well. So quite accomplished, these two.
Well, I've been hiring Daniel as a headliner for about 15 years. Al's only been in Australia for maybe 8 years, but when he lived in LA, he was LA Comic of the Year. Now he's living in Sydney. He opened for Bill Burr at the Opera House. So, yeah, he's no amateur.
Now, these two guys obviously have been in the game a very long time. Are they both similar in their type of comedy, or are they completely different, like worlds apart?
Al's very American. That probably says it all. He's loud. He's in your face, but he's a top bloke. But he's more loud and assertive, shall we say. Daniel's way more laid back, much more Australian. He's a quintessential Aussie comedy, but Al's also a quintessential American comedy.
Yeah, now you'll be emceeing the event, of course, and obviously you're a stand-up comedian yourself. Have you ever had like jokes backfire when you're up there trying to really, get the crowd going? Like, is there cricket sometimes when you tell a joke and it lands flat? Do you just move on? Do you crap yourself? How do you deal with it?
Oh, look, everyone's got a horror story. I think my worst, this is a few years ago, I was performing at a corporate function and I was doing a bit, I don't know if you remember, it took a fair while back now. There was a Labor state politician and a Labor federal politician were married and they were in all sorts of trouble, abusing people at restaurants and whatever and some corruption.
Yeah.
And I was making a joke about that without realising the local Labor member was sitting directly behind me while I was talking.
How did that one go down? Did you apologise after the show?
It was horrific.
I would imagine you'd drop a smoke bomb and just disappear.
The look on his face was just death.
So obviously didn't have the correct sense of humour for the whole occasion.
No.
A little bit disappointing. And I know when a lot of comedy shows come to town as well, you like to do a bit of research on the town, throw some local references in there. As far as Batemans Bay is concerned, one sensitive subject maybe to stay away from is the Batemans Bay Aquatic Centre that's been getting built for a little while now.
Oh, okay. It's the elephant in the room, as it were.
Yeah, okay. So that means mention it, so do your best.
I'll make sure I tell them both.
That's it. So as for this Saturday night, obviously the show is going to be an absolute cracker. What time's it all kick off and how much are tickets?
Tickets are $25. Doors open at 7:30.
Yeah, so where can we find out all the information about the show? Have you guys got a website to visit?
Batemans Bay Soldiers Club is the best way to go. Their website and Facebook has got the event on there that tells you everything you need to know.
Awesome, mate. Well, Stuart, sounds like it's going to be a fantastic Saturday night at the Batemans Bay Soldiers Club this weekend, mate. Thanks for having a chat with us and break a leg, I guess.
No worries. Thanks very much, mate.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Obviously, in Queensland, we've seen some terrible scenes and also northern New South Wales, just how bad these floods have gotten. And I'd have to say most 9-year-olds probably wouldn't be, it wouldn't occur to them in their brain to help others and do things like that. They'd be more concerned almost with their PlayStation collection and their games not getting damaged. But one particular 9-year-old in Queensland is just going absolute great guns, going above and beyond the call of duty. His name is Charlie Lacey, and he's from Kenmore in Queensland. And, well, he's on a mission to help others these last couple of days during these floods. Take a listen to this.
For 2 days, the 9-year-old has been sitting outside Kenmore Woolworths with his handmade signs and shopping trolleys, collecting for flood victims.
Shampoo, conditioner, soap, pet food.
He's already filled 15 trolleys.
Tomorrow morning I'm going to be doing it.
Charlie is in year 4 at Indooroopilly's Ambrose Tracy College. Floodwaters destroyed his classroom.
Yeah, imagine when he finally does go back to school, he'll be an absolute superstar in the playground. It's like, oh, has anyone got any news from over the past week? Oh, yeah, I've just got a little bit of news. But well done to this kid, just 9 years of age, outside the local supermarket, gaining some stuff to try and help people in those flood-affected areas as well. And, well, then he actually gets into the real legwork because it doesn't just stop there. He doesn't just collect that stuff. He then also goes out and delivers it.
The donations are taken to Kenmore Rugby Club, where shopping bags fill the floor, then fly out the door.
It's been so inspiring to see someone so young have such a deep passion.
Yeah, he's having a great effect on the community. He's even going personally out to some of these affected areas and houses and just delivering the stuff, the care packages that people need. So what an absolute legend in his neighbourhood. And his mum, Claire, says she's a little bit surprised at his dedication. You know what I mean? She goes, all right, I just sort of started out as something small, but it's gotten so much bigger than that. And just, you know, well done to him. She's amazed he's doing all this legwork to help people out in those flood-affected areas. But she says she's simply amazed at the sheer fact he's able to fill 15 trolleys worth of groceries and shopping. Not one lolly in sight. So well done, you little champion.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.